Fiat. October 19, 1937. How the divine will forms the most holy trinity in the creature who lives in it. How true love begins from oneself. The divine will, fecundator and sower of divine life in the souls. The divine volition continues to invest me. I feel its motion within me, speaking as it moves, but with such eloquence that if it did not make a prodigy in order to let itself be understood, I would not be able to repeat what it says. Even more, it adapts itself to my capacity, because if it speaks, its word being a creative word, it wants to create the good contained in its word. And if I did not understand it, I would not be able to make that good my own, nor give it to others as property of the supreme fiat. So, I felt concerned, thinking, how can it be that its motion is word? And my sweet Jesus, visiting my poor soul, all love, told me, blessed daughter of the divine volition, you must know that wherever my will reigns with its creative power, its motion is word. Hence, it speaks in the works, in the steps. It speaks in the mind, in the breathing. Wanting to establish its kingdom, my will speaks in order to create its divine life in each act of creature. Therefore, it takes highest attention in order to hear where it wants to begin its teachings. By the power of its word, it invests the human act, the human breath, heartbeat, thought, and word, and forms in them its divine work, the divine breath, heartbeat, thought, and word. These acts rise up to heaven. They present themselves before the sacrosanct Trinity. And our divinity looks at these acts, and what do we find? We find ourselves, our life, and the very most holy Trinity reproduced in these acts. We looked at the prodigy of our will, which has overwhelmed the creature with its power, making of her the repetition of our own life, and oh, how happy, how enraptured we remain, because we find in her the sanctity that resembles us, our love that loves us, the intelligence that comprehends us, our power and goodness that move us to love mankind through the bonds of our sweetness. We recognize ourselves in her, finding the work of creation as we want it to be. One alone of these acts contains such wonders that they can't find enough room in which to put themselves. Such is their greatness. Only in our immensity can they find the place in which to stay, remain infused with our own acts. What will our glory not be, as well as that of the creature? Because her acts, by virtue of our fiat, hold their place within the acts of her creator. Oh, if all knew what it means to live in the divine will, to let it reign, they would compete with one another to let themselves be invested by it and become the repeaters of the divine life. Beloved Jesus became silent, and I remained immersed in the sea of the divine volition. And as though stupefied, I said, my God, what heights can one who lives in your will reach? And the crowd of thoughts, like many voices, kept speaking and speaking. But I am unable to repeat them. Maybe I will be able to repeat them when I am in the celestial fatherland, where I will possess the same language as up there. So, while I was feeling as though concerned, my highest good, Jesus, continued, "My daughter, do not be surprised. Everything is possible to my will. True love, when it is perfect, begins from oneself. The true model is the Most Holy Trinity. My celestial Father loved himself, and in his love, he generated a son. So, he loved himself in his son. I, his son, loved myself in the Father, and from this love, the Holy Spirit proceeded. In this loving of himself, the Heavenly Father generated one single love, one single power, sanctity, and so forth. And he bound the inseparable union of the three divine persons. When we created the creation, we also loved ourselves. So we loved ourselves in stretching out the heavens, in creating the sun. It was the love for ourselves that moved us to create many beautiful things worthy of us and inseparable from us. And when we created man, the love of ourselves became more intense. And as we loved ourselves in him, our love reproduced our life and likeness in the depth of his soul. One cannot give but what he possesses. And since our love was perfect, in loving ourselves, we could not separate ourselves from what came out from within us. Now our will, in wanting the creature to live in it, in order to form its kingdom, loves itself. And loving itself, it wants to give what it possesses. And only when it forms the repetition of our life, when it operates in the acts of the creature, and triumphant and victorious, to our greatest glory and honor, it brings them into our divine womb, so that we may recognize our own life in the acts of the creature who lives in our will, then is it content. This is precisely the meaning of loving itself in all that it wants to do and produce, giving itself in order to form another being similar to itself. Our will is the fecundator and sower of our life, and wherever it finds souls who are disposed, it loves itself. It fecundates them with its love and sows in them its divine acts, which, united together, form the great prodigy of the divine life in the creature. Therefore, abandon yourself, pray to my will, and let it make of you whatever it wants, and we will be happy, you and us.